The Lazy Girl Guide.
Huh? Hello! For those of you listening at home, actually, yeah, if they were listening, they wouldn't be able to tell.
They're not with us, so they're listening from home. Guys, we're reunited!
And it feels so good!
Geek has finally made the trek back to Brisbane.
Yay!
Yay!
She's back for a week. High five me! She's back for a week, ladies and gents.
She's back. She's fresh. She's cut her
fresh
hair.
Fresh isn't interesting. She cut her hair and she can't stop staring at herself in the camera because my sister keeps telling me I look like Susan Boyle. Bitch.
I think Susan Boyle would be honoured to look like you, vice versa.
That's it. Do I look like Susan Boyle or does Susan Boyle look like me?
No.
I think I'm insulted either way.
No. For those of you who obviously cannot see us, which is everyone, Geek has cut her hair and
it's short.
It's like above the shoulder short.
But it's still curled from the weekend when I had it like properly done. Yeah. And it's like, you know, when your hair's like in that weird after event curl and you're like, what's going on?
No, but it looks really good though. Like I rate it lots.
Thank you.
You look great. Thank you. I just can't believe we're together again.
I know.
It feels like because we see each other almost every week on FaceTime anyway, so it feels the same. However, we've just, you know, it's just odd. It's so weird to be, like, it's almost like no time has passed, but a long time has passed since we've been together.
Dude, that's how I feel being back.
Yeah.
Feels like no time has passed, but so much time has passed. Or even when we were downstairs and everyone was like, God, it feels like you never left.
Yeah.
It does feel like I never left.
Yeah. Well, it's been how many months? 9 months. Yeah, nearly.
This is what I was saying, though. I feel like
a warm.
No, but I feel like people always say when they leave, like coming back, especially Brisbane, I suppose I can't comment on anywhere else in the world, but coming back to Brisbane, whenever someone comes back, you go, oh my God, what have I missed? And everyone goes, nothing. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, isn't that bad?
However, driving around, I'm like, God, Brisbane is different.
Oh, really?
Like, there's more restaurants. A lot of the developments are almost finished that were, not even started when I left.
Yeah.
So it actually does look different to me.
I feel like you've gone.
But the people are still the same.
Yes.
And I think that's why, I mean, if you're here all the time, it won't feel any different.
No. But, like, nothing significant has changed.
But to me, it has.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and I feel like if you were going anywhere in the world, when you go back, if you grew up somewhere your whole life, when you go back and people are like, what have I missed? Everyone would say nothing. It's still the same. But because to them it is still the same. But to you, the people are the same. But everything's different.
But everything actually is different. So, I get what you're saying.
But I really do miss home. But also I'm excited to go back to London. I don't know.
Really?
It's a weird place to be.
Oh my God, Gig. You're like, do you prefer living overseas than living here?
No,
Don't answer that.
I think Brisbane will always be home.
Of course.
But I think for now what I want out of life.
But yeah, you're not over being overseas, you're not over being away from your family.
No, you're not over it.
So you're in a good spot, which I think is great.
And like it's still pretty fan flippin' tastic here, but it's also pretty fan flippin' tastic over there.
Of course you're in London town, bitch.
I'm in London.
Next time we see you, you're going to definitely have an accent.
Someone the other night said that I did because I went up and said, hello. But it sounded like, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, you have an accent. I was like, no, I don't. I'm not that big.
You're that person.
No.
Well, anyway, we're so excited to have you back in Brizzy.
I'm excited to be here. I really am.
So we just another weekly episode of The Lazy Girl Guide.
Here's what you missed on Glee.
I wonder if, like, now that we're in person, I wonder if the energy's different, like, when you listen from the previous eps. If anyone has any feedback,
I feel like we higher energy, but maybe it's just because we're excited.
You know what I was thinking also? Because when we do our records virtually now, which we have to, because like one of us is either super tired because we've woken up at like 6 a.m. in the morning, or one of us is like super tired because they want to go to sleep, the energy is not 100 because
there's a 10-hour time difference. Like, that's hard.
We're still in that kind of weird zone, but
we make it work.
But anyway, tell us about your trip home.
I feel like my trip home ties into my lazy moment of the week.
Yes, go on.
So my lazy moment of the week.
Lazy moment
of the week is I was so freaking lucky. I had for my big flight. So if anyone doesn't know, basically when you're flying from England to Australia, it is the longest flipping flight of your life. Like, I left on a Wednesday night and I got in on Friday morning.
Yeah.
You it lose was a lot originally of time. Like it, the first flight's like 7.5 hours. I had a 2 hour stopover and then it was 14 hours. Like it takes the life out of you.
Hey, 2 hour stopover is pretty good. Yeah, that was
pretty good. That's, I've had 6 hours stopover before.
Even eight. Like,
yeah.
Past the 4 hours, it's hell.
Anyway, yeah, but yeah. 2 hours was amazing. But for the 14 hour leg, and this is like unheard of. I had the whole row. I had the whole row.
Snaps.
And
snaps
so my lazy moment of the week is I took full advantage of that whole row and absolutely. I made it my freaking lounge room.
Absolutely.
I was lying flat. I was max relaxed. I wasn't even watching a movie. I was reading my book. Like, oh my God. Just on the couch like at home. Hammock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did the flight attendants get a bit?
No, they let me do it. And, even then I was using all the tables just because I could. Like...
Did you get all the meals as well for each seat?
I was like, this person will have the chicken and this person will have the beef. No, but yeah, it was awesome. And I slept heaps. I just, I had the whole row. It was I called it bogan business. It was great.
A bogan business. Bogan poor business. Man's business.
I hit the jackpot. Felt true to my lazy girl roots that I could just fully relax and 100%. Lie flat.
Wow, yeah. What a great lazy moment of the week. I'm really impressed.
Yeah,
you really come in style, geek.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I don't think I had a lazy moment. I think I've had a really hectic week. We just had my sister's wedding. Shout out to my sister. That's also one of the reasons why Gig was able to come back to back home, because we did have a big family event and she made the appearance to come back
home. I did. I was very lucky. I got a few shout outs to say.
Yes, the wedding speeches. Gig was one of the main characters in the moment.
I felt very special.
She got lots of shout outs, which was well deserved, because it is a big trek, like we said, to come for a 20-hour flight.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else happened? I got this really cool t-shirt. It's like a memorabilia shirt to my dog for my birthday. My birthday just passed.
Happy birthday, Raven. Happy birthday,
and it's all my dog, who's my favorite person in the world.
Thanks, Lily.
I'll say to anyone. I'll say to me mom, me dad, me
That's
dog.
That's okay. Charlie's my favorite person, too.
So. Guys, I respect it. I don't think I have anything else to say.
That's okay. A wedding bash, spectacular. It's been one of those weeks where it's like, it's been so crazy. You have like one brain cell left and you're like, she's still alive, but she's barely breathing.
Yeah, like I think I should have taken some more days off work because...
No, days off.
You know, when you just... I just feel dry. I just feel so... You just because, you know, socializing is a lot of effort. And I'm telling you, I have never socialized like a fake person ever before
What are you trying to say? If anyone followed along, please send me a message because I am lost. I need a map and a compass. I am lost. What were you trying to say just then?
I was saying I was so fake on the weekend because I had to socialize with people that I didn't know. I couldn't be bothered to have
your family.
Yes,
you're I don't like socializing. They don't even get the real me.
No, they don't. Like, I feel like Charlie, the dog, only gets the real me. But you know, when you just have to socialize, you hit a wall. I'm sorry, you do. And that's me at the moment. I'm just hanging on by a piece of thread.
Clearly.
As we can't get our words out, which is not great because this is a podcast. This is a listening platform. So, apologies. But we did have an agenda for today.
Yes, actually.
As well as we like just to talk and talk about nothing, we did have kind of a topic of discussion.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'll intro it.
Yeah.
So, basically, I was scrolling TikTok, as you do.
As you do.
And I came across this video that has literally, I think if I've spoken to anyone over the last few weeks, I've definitely brought this up because I have not stopped thinking about this. Mm. But basically, it was this lady, it was this mum, and she was saying, this starts off and she's like, you know, I need to speak to the mums of teenage girls, like, I need help. And
which is not saying, us.
No, it's not kids. Us, but I'm like... Okay, I'll listen. Mm. I'm nosy. Tell me more. Mm-hmm. And basically she was saying about, like, the Stanley Cup and that So she's like a mum influencer, and she got gifted this cup, and her daughter was like, I love this cup, can I take it to school? And she was like, go for it. And so she took it to school, and she loved her cup for like 3 days. And then all of a sudden, she came home one day, and the mum was like, she was gutted. Like, it was like someone had punched her in the stomach. Like, she was gutted. And turns out that some girls, a couple of grades. So she was 9 years old. So what's that, like grade 3?
Yeah. Yeah, grade three. Young.
And so she said some girls in like a grade above were making fun of her because she didn't have a Stanley Cup. She had a dupe of a Stanley Cup, but it wasn't even a good dupe. And they were just being cruel, which I have to admit, sometimes people just are cruel.
Yeah.
And she was saying her daughter was like crying. She's like, can I buy a Stanley? Like, can you get me a Stanley Cup? I just want a Stanley Cup.
Mm.
And the whole like conundrum was, well, what do you do?
Mm.
Do you buy her the Stanley Cup? And so that she can fit in with the asshole kids, or do you like teach a lesson, and maybe she gets bullied more for it? Like, you don't even know, and that's the thing. She's like, exactly. I just don't know what to do. Like, she's like, it's a $40 cup, and then she's like, but I want to make sure that I'm like teaching her the right lesson. Like, you know, you don't have to stay up with the trends. But she's like, but I remember being that age, being like, all I want is this cup, and everything will be all right. Anyway, it's a big conundrum because as an adult, you can see, like...
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? It's a cup. But at that age, like, it does feel like the sky's falling. And that's all we just wanted to talk about. Well, yeah, we wanted to talk about today is, like, A, what do you do? And B, what was your thing at school?
What was your Stanley Cup?
At school, ours was Smiggle.
Yeah.
The stationery brand.
Yeah.
You had to have Smiggle. It was like, if you didn't have Smiggle, what were you doing?
100%. And I think even getting a bit older, for me, it was those jelly shoes, those ugly, those disgusting jelly shoes.
Your feet would get so sweaty.
Sweaty. They were clear. They looked like... they were just awful, but everyone had them. And if you didn't have them, Loserville. And then if you were to get some, oh, you're a copycat and you have no individual style. So it's funny...
You're damned if you don't.
Yeah, and you get that age where you just want to fit in so bad, and then you become older, you realize your quirks and your individualities, and you appreciate them so much more. And when you do get older, it's like you strive to be different, and you strive to be an individual. So I don't know where that flip and that change becomes, where wanting to be like everybody else to then... happy to be your own person, like, and why kids are just
mean,
so mean. Like, if you want to be humbled, like, ask a kid what they think of your outfit.
Oh yeah.
Do you know, like, they will humble you so bad. And I don't know if it's just because they don't have a filter, or they learn those habits from, you know, their parents, how they talk. Like, I would say, like, when I was younger, if my mum had an opinion and should just say it, I would gain the same opinion because I didn't know any better.
Yeah, 100%. So it's like, and that's, my mum... It kind of makes you think those girls who are being nasty at 100%. Home, to the girl, like, what are they getting taught at home 100%. That thinks...
I think it's all learnt habits. Like, I think if you're around that environment, you're going to adapt that kind of mentality and mindset. Like...
Yeah, well, I remember at school there were some mums who would say things worse than some of the girls.
Wow.
Yeah. But can I just say, like, what would you do? What would you do? Your daughter comes home, she's bawling her eyes out. Yeah. It's $40. It's a cup.
It was interesting to read some of the comments of that TikTok. Yeah. It was very mixed. Like, some people said, just buy the cup, let them blend in. This is a tough time in life. Just don't add to the harshness of it. But I don't know. I feel like if it was my kid, all I would want to be like is just say no.
I think
I'd be individual.
That's it. I think I'd want to be like, I really liked that comment. Someone commented and they were like, it was something along the lines of like, if you did have the cup, would you make other people feel like that because they didn't have one?
Mm.
And it's like, that's so true. Like,
exactly. You're not going to make some.
And it's like, it's so hard. I have to say, I think I wouldn't buy the cup and I'd teach him a lesson. I think I have to think about the long run.
Yeah.
And I'd say...
Were you going to give in to
Or the... I'd say, you know what? We're going to go find a new cup. Not a Stanley Cup. Not any of the other brands. We're going to go find another one. We're going to get some epic stickers. We're going to decorate the shit out of it. And that's going to be your cup. and no one's going to have that cup. And if they don't like it, bugger them. Like, that's I think that's the thing you want to teach your kid. And, like,
I'm just not sure.
It actually stresses. I think the reason it stuck with me so much is I'm, like, so stressed. Like, what would I do?
What would you do? I don't know if you can, controversial opinion. Can you teach confidence? Controversial question. Just is confidence kind of ingrained in us, or
okay? You know what? This is my I don't know how to put this into words, because it's like I think about this regularly, because I'm a very confident person. I could get up in front of everyone, no worries. And like, I used to do things at school in front of the whole school. Like, yeah.
Talk in front of a brick
big
wall,
crowd. Like, yeah, yeah. I can do it. I'm confident, but I know not everyone is. And I have to admit, like, a little bit of me being stubborn is thinking like, well, why can't you do that? Like, it's not hard. But a big part of mine is I don't care.
Yeah.
And I think it's not that you can teach confidence. It's that you can teach people not to care.
Yeah, you can teach people to find what priorities and what is to care about what, like certain things. So
yes.
And then
that's why I don't mind getting up stage and doing something, because I think if someone laughs at me out there, who cares?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people are like, well, that's all those people staring at me. And I think a lot of it comes back to, or they're going to think this of me. And I think if you can teach people, like, who cares, then confidence comes.
And to have priorities, I guess, into, you could flip the convo. Like, you could say, why do you care? Why do you want them to care to what materialistic things that you have? Wouldn't you want people to care if you're a good person?
Yeah.
If you're nice to people, if you're kind, wouldn't you want to care
what that's people what think about I think that I would more? Rather teach them, like, what values do you hold and surround yourself with people who would.
Yeah.
And even then, like, I only learnt this as I got older in life. Like, I would love to go back and tell, you know, we were talking about this last week, like, you know, what would you rather go speak to your future self or your younger self? And I would love to go back to my younger self and be like, just, like, don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care about the stupid things, you know, like, 100%. If you go up and talk to that person, like, you know, or, like, if you don't wear that, like, wear the thing you like, whether other people like it or not, you know, like, do the thing that you want to do because you like it. Like, I went to a yoga class and they were like, no one spends more time with you than yourself. So you better like yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I just hope, I just, teen gig out there, like, I just want to be like, girly, you're stuck with you, so just do whatever you want. Not do it, like, you know.
Be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself.
But I don't know.
It's hard for teen, these days it's like harder.
Oh, it'd be way harder with I think even though we grew up with a little bit of presence in social media, it's way more prevalent now.
Oh.
I think, and if you, and some parents are strict and say you can't have social media, but then if you don't have it, you're not cool. And then your parents are trying to protect you from what's out there. But then if you don't have it, then you're already picked on. Like,
yeah.
And I guess we're having this opinion, and I know it's so much easier said than done. I think if you see your kid also struggling and being in bullied or whatever it is, all you want to do is to stop it. So it's like, just buy the Stanley Cup, just buy it and get them over this hill. But I think there's always going to be those.
There's always going to be another Stanley
there's
Cup.
There's always going to be another. And we've experienced that. That Geeks was Smiggle. Like, it's always going to be
something.
I
had
something.
So much Smiggle shit. It was alarming.
And it was very expensive. So, like,
it was alarming, but
your,
like,
poor parents.
I know.
Had to do that because
I know.
Just to make you feel better, just to make you fit in.
But it's true. It's like the kids these days, there's always another trend because the trend cycle goes so much faster now because it's so saturated because you're constantly seeing it on Instagram and TikTok. And, like, I'm saying this to teens out there, like, I feel really sorry for you because that is not freaking easy. And I couldn't do it. But I can say to you is just, like,
it will get better.
It will get better. You'll become an adult and you'll be like, oh, I actually don't care.
And you'll say, I can't believe I cared about that. Because really, it's so stupid.
But while you're in there and you're wading through the absolute thickest water out there, just being like, trying to get through it, like, good luck. You know, we're here for you.
Good luck, yeah.
We're here for you. Just come listen to us. We just say stupid stuff.
See, we don't care.
We don't care. If we cared, we wouldn't do this. Trust me.
trust us in saying that.
But I just, like, you know, you see so much. I feel, I actually, my heart really breaks for them.
Totally. Or another solution to the problem is maybe just get an older cousin, an older sibling, just to humble you so no one else has to do it.
Yeah, like my sister calls me Susan Boydell and I came out stronger because of it. That's the thing. Shit. Maybe it's not don't care. Maybe it's that when they insult you, you turn around and you say, yeah, aunt. I am Susan Boyle. And she has a thriving career, I'm
Dream of time. God, no. You just start opera singing.
I'll start opera. Yeah. Actually, that's the real way to do it, police. If they say, you look ugly, turn around and say, thank you so much, I do. That's every time not that Lily and I are really at a stage of like, wow, we get hate. But we've gotten like 2 bits of hate, and every time we comment back, thank you with a love heart.
Thank you.
Because at the end of the...
At the end of the day, they're just insecure people that are commenting that are so hateful because they hate themselves. That's a reflection on them, not you.
What is it? What Sarah says about Susie says more about Sarah than Susie.
Yeah. Slay, Susie. Slay.
So just remember that I just want to say, all we can say is it does get better, but like, just keep your head up. You just got to keep trudging through. And if you think about it, those really shitty times make for a good story later.
They do.
I feel like
guys.
I can't say that. Actually, that feels like diminishing people's trauma, and I don't want to do that.
Trauma has some good stories, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
it just takes a couple of years to get over that trauma.
It's just, you know,
it's a bit orkies.
Be yourself. If the lazy girls are giving you anything, it's just be yourself.
Be yourself.
And no, it's not real. Like, so much of what you... I know, like, that's the thing I was saying to someone the other day. Like, you know, I think people know that Instagram's not real, but you see so much of it that you just... You just assume it is.
You can't help
so
but to
it's
think.
Just like, just put on a good playlist, tune out the world, and
put on your lazy girl playlist.
We have some good music, or listen to a podcast. Or go for a walk and just have you time and like.
I forgot that we had a really awesome playlist. And the other day, something had happened, and I was really angry. Like, I was just livid. Like, I was just like, someone had pissed me off. And I was like, you value like, I'd turned feral. Like, I was pissed off. And I put on our Angry Girl Guide playlist.
It's so good. I listen to it all the time. It is so good.
And you know what? You can filled just sing. And I was just like in the car driving. It's Angry by Lily Allen. If you. Just singing so loud.
It's so good.
So we try to be there for you, and we can do that for
maybe
music.
That's I keep saying it, but like, maybe that's the whole thing is like, you can't help what's going on around you, but when you got time by yourself, do whatever you want. Make it your therapy. Put on that angry playlist and say fuck you everyone, or put on that sad playlist and cry your eyes out. Put on that happy playlist, dance around your room, do a face mask, listen to your favorite band, listen to your favorite podcast, watch your favorite movie 9 times.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want in your time that makes the rest of the time manageable. And just know that when your time is coming, you can just look forward to that.
For sure.
Make little sunshiny days. Is that depressing to say? I don't know. I want to say something really philosophical and like just say...
I know, but I feel like...
I want to help you through this hard time, but honestly, no one can help you through it but you.
I think we're not those type of gals. Like, we try and be philosophical, but it just does not...
We don't know what we're doing.
It's not for us.
We don't know what we're doing. We may never know what we're doing.
I still haven't sidetrack. I still haven't written myself a letter to future me.
You got to. Hey, that's actually a good thing
to do.
I
keep going to do it, but then I'm like, what do I write about?
When you're going through a tough time, write it. Because I feel like that's when your like rawest version of yourself comes out and you get the really good stuff.
You get
so
good
that's
reflection.
When you're having a bad time, write a letter for you to read in the future. So then when things are good, you can look back and be like, wow, look where I started and look where I am now.
That's a good point. Yeah, I like that. I'll do that this afternoon.
But you know what I was going to say? Getting older is realizing, is getting more comfortable with the idea that you have no idea what's going on. You don't know what's going on when you're young. You don't know what's going on when you're a teen. And you never know what's going on, but you just get more comfortable with the idea.
Yeah.
With the idea.
It's not as scary.
It's not as scary.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good note to end on.
What an episode.
What an ep. That was just a really good heart-filling, cup-filling moment.
I'm really curious if anyone is listening and, like, you've heard the story now and you've heard our ramblings, what would you do?
Yeah, I'd love to know what people's
opinion. What would you do? Would you buy the cup or would you give them the lesson? And if so, what lesson? Like, if people send us ones, we'll post it, like, you know, just to share around the love. Because I'm just curious what people would do.
Yeah.
I think it's just really hard. It's hard to know unless you're in the moment.
Yeah. Until it's happening to you or someone you love. Yeah. Let us know.
It's weird.
All right.
Guys, what an episode.
What an episode.
Time flies when you're together.
It does. It really does, Gigsy.
Next one we'll do in London.
Although I did see the headliners for Glastonbury had come out, and I messaged the set.
You know I tried to get tickets. And I said,
Gig, oh my God, can you believe he's playing? Everyone Google Glastonbury headliners. Dua Lipa,
Coldplay, SZA, Cyndi Lauper, Avril Lavigne. Are you freaking kidding me?
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain!
Come on, guys. We've got to go. What is it? June 26th or something like that?
Yeah.
Devo. Okay, maybe I'll make a week trip to England.
Dude, forget that. It is so hard to get tickets. Really? That's the step one. We need to get tickets. I missed out on the first round. Awful.
Put it out in the universe. Gig. Good vibes only. All right.
So true. Okay, right, guys.
We're going to hang up.
Live, laugh, love. Stay lazy. Holy shit! You know what? What a good way to end it. Thanks, Paul. Say hi.
Hi.
And Steph. Special guest with Steph and Paul. Say hi.
Guys, this is our recording area. Actually, guys, wait. Stop.
No, they can end it. Stay lazy and...
stay fresh.
Oh, stay lazy and stay fresh. You heard it here first. Bye, guys.
Bye.